No.
Saying I forgot about 300.
Recording now. Okay.
Time's moving, so I'm just assuming.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, guys. Just want to say one idea I was thinking about today. Today is Yud Zayin Cheshvan. And Yud Zayin Cheshvan happens to be my Hebrew birthday. Baruch Hashem. I was watching the other day, Rav Lau spoke in Europe, I believe it was in right outside Birkenau. It was on March of the Living, I think it was last year. And he said today, if I'm not mistaken, Chaf Ches Nisan is his birthday. And he said, it's not the day I was born on. It's not the day that I was given, that my mother gave birth to me on. It was the day that he was liberated from Buchenwald. It was the day he was liberated in Buchenwald, and he felt that was his birthday. What does that mean? It means that one's true birthday is the day when you could start having meaning and purpose in a very serious way. And we have to decide when our birthday is. Some people, their birthday is when they're actually born, and some people's birthday comes 15 years later, and some people 30 years later. That's what it means. I once heard a beautiful shot. We know that it was brought down, that tzaddikim, that the Ribbono Shel Olam makes, that their yahrzeit should be the day that their birthday. As we know by Moshe Rabbeinu, he was born on Zayin Adar, and he was nifter on Zayin Adar. And it shows a certain shleimus. It shows that he lived a full life. That tzaddik lived a full life. No chesaron. A full life is a full... So he dies on the same day he was born to show a completion, a certain shleimus. Upper, we know so many tzaddikim where it's not true. Right? We know so many tzaddikim where we don't find that they died on their birthday. What's pshat? So it could be that we don't understand what their true birthday was. The day when they started growing and getting close to Kadosh Baruch Hu in the way they should be, and this day they started putting their all in their amelus and their voidus Hashem. So hopefully we already had our birthday. But if not, we have to realize that we have to make, whenever it is, our birthday, a time when we are completely trying to connect to the most of deepest ways. Today is my birthday. Sometimes I feel, there are moments in life when I feel like I've had my birth already. Sometimes I feel like not. So hopefully this should be, if it hasn't been yet, it should be the beginning, Bez Hashem, a bracha to myself and a bracha to each and every one of us, that we should be born and we should be living meaningful and purposeful lives. Okay, we're in the middle, I was in the middle of the Akdama. In mine, it's the middle of the fifth paragraph. And on some copies, it's a new paragraph. It's a few lines after a pasuk from Divrei Hayamim, Ki Chol Levavos Dorish Hashem. But where we got up to is the following. We're discussing what would be if we don't delve into the areas of Yerushalayim and Dveikus. So Ramchal writes, Im lo nistakalnu, that's where we got up to. Im lo nistakalnu, if we don't look into, V'lo iyaninu, we don't analyze, Mahi ayira mitus umanafel, what is true Yiras Hashem and what are its branches? Meaning, what are the details of Yiras Shemayim that we must acquire, we must present ourselves? Eich nikneh, so how are we going to acquire it? Veich nimalet min ahevel olami. And how are we going to find refuge? How are we going to be free from the hevel olami, the nothingness of this world, the futile nature of the world? Hamishakeach osa milibeinu. That causes us to forget Yiras Hashem from our hearts. If we don't delve into and try to understand what true Yiras Shemayim is, we think we're going to know what it is. We have no idea. We have no idea. We know we're supposed to have Yiras Shemayim, be in awe of God, but we don't understand what that means. Look at this last week's Sedra. Avram Avinu takes Yitzchak, and he's willing to mamish to shecht Yitzchak Avinu for the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a tremendous thing. But he doesn't do it, right? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Al tishlach yodcha l'anar v'altas l'mama." Don't do it. Why? Ki ata yadati ki yari l'kim ata. Because now I know you're a God-fearing individual. Ki ata yadati ki yari l'kim ata. In other words, now that I see you're willing to do this for me, ki ata, only now, yadati, I know, ki yari l'kim ata, you're a God-fearing individual. I'm in Pashup Shat. It's very hard to understand. This is Avram Avinu. He already threw himself in a fire for God. Right? He threw himself by the Kivshan Esh. Menor Kazdim. It's Avram Avinu left his homeland for God. He had a bris milah at the age of 99. It had to be pretty painful, right? If you could imagine. No anesthesia. He went through famine. He went through all the nisyonos with his wife and Paro and Sarah and Avimelech. And here we go. And the pasuk says, "Ki ato yadati ki yarei lekem ada." Only now I know you're a God-fearing individual. Only now, ki ato yadati ki yarei lekem ada. Only now you're a God-fearing individual. Einachrami, we agree that it was the biggest of nisyonos. But only now, meaning if I throw myself in the fire for God, I'm not a bal yirat shamayim. So we could basically give up, misyayish. Right? We have no shot at this. Halavai bez Hashem Yisbarach. None of us will have such a nisayon like Akedas Yitzchok. None of us will ever be tested in such a way, bez Hashem Yisbarach. Avinu himself asked the Chazal Tiyach, the Medjur says, asked that he should have no more nisyonos. That one was like the highest. He can't even, he couldn't take more than that, he says. So we can't take, so we can't be Baal Yerushalayim? Obviously not. We have to understand, we can be Baal Yerushalayim. We have to understand what true Yerushalayim is. And we have to understand why that for Avram was true Yerushalayim as opposed to throwing himself in a fire wasn't. Why was it, by the way, what I believe? Because if you look at every other Nisayon until then, there was some Havana understanding behind it. It made sense to Avram Avinu. It might not have been B'simcha Rabba. I don't want to die. But at the same time, I understand. This Avram Avinu, I came to believe in monotheism. I came to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. I've been spreading it throughout the world. I understand it's better to give up my life than serve Avodah Zarah. I understand it. He wasn't commanded to it. In fact, it could be that it was Keneged Halacha. He was a Ben Noach who was not allowed to give up his life in such a way. That's an all another discussion for another time. Ayin Bnei Yisachar and Ingrid Kalad explains that. But Lamaisa, that came from him. And every other Nisayon, Lech Lecha Me'atcha, okay, it's hard to leave your homeland, it's hard to leave your parents, but Vaschal, you'll be great, you'll be a big nation, you'll have children, you'll be rich. They all made sense. They all made sense. And if they make sense, maybe that's not what true Yerushalayim is. True Yerushalayim has to be, even when it doesn't make sense, even when it's completely difficult, it's counterintuitive, it's the last thing I want to do, I'm lazy, I'm tired, I'm taiva, whatever the excuse might be, and still I serve Ribbono Shel Olam. Das is Yerushalayim, ki ata yadati ki yarei lekem ada. That's the level we have. That takes time to learn and to grow into. That takes eon, that takes as a nistalkul and iyanenu. Maya Yira Amitis. I was talking a little bit ago to a Talmud of mine is in Eretz Yisrael, and he's having a very difficult time. Very difficult time. He's not enjoying learning, not enjoying Shiurim Chafrusas. So I played a little devil's advocate with him. I said to him, "So why don't you just come home? Maybe you should come home. You're not enjoying it. You know, you've been given it a chance. You're there already 6 weeks, whatever it is. You're not enjoying it. Maybe you should just come home." Now, obviously, I don't want him to come home. I just wanted to see his reaction. He says, "Rabbi, no way. No, I can't come home." So I thought maybe he's going to say, "I wanted to know why." I thought maybe chevra-wise, he has friends. Okay, that's one reason. Maybe Chas V'Shalom, he hates his family, which isn't the case, Baruch Hashem. Maybe, so I say to him, "Why don't you want to come home? If you're not happy there, you're complaining. Why do you want to come home?" He says to me, "Rebbe, I can't come home because I know this is where I need to be. This is where I need to be." He might not be enjoying it yet. He might not see why it's important yet. But he knows that's where he needs to be. He needs to be in yeshiva. He needs to be with Torah. He needs to be growing. He's not enjoying it yet? Okay, he didn't come to that ava yet. That's, by the way, what nasa v'nishma is. Nasa, we do. We do, no matter what. V'nishma, later we come to understand. Later we come to enjoy. That's Yerushalayim. That takes a high madrega. That's not pasht. It's not easy. If I understand it, if I enjoy it, vada. If I understand it, why I want to dive into Hashem and why I want to learn Hashem, for sure, even if I don't always enjoy it, but I have havana, I have an understanding. Yerushalayim is much bigger than that. So we have to learn about it. That's what the Ramchal is saying. Let's move on a little more. Hello, Tishachach. V'teleich afal pisha yidanu chavasa. Isn't going to happen that we forget about Yerushalayim, if we don't spend time analyzing it and thinking about it and learning about it, it's going to happen that we're going to forget and we're not going to be involved in it, even though we know it's so important, even though we know it's our obligation. Ha'ava kamo kein. And by the way, love of Hashem is the same. To truly love Hashem, which according to in many ways is a higher level than Yerushalayim, right? Ha'ava is even higher than Yira. Although they play one off the other, sometimes the love builds Yira, sometimes the Yira builds Ha'ava. I am the Maral who talks about this at length, back and forth, how they build off each other. They're very interlinked. If we don't try hard to make it permanent in our hearts, bekoach, with strength, all the mediums and all the ways that we could reach this ava, how are we going to find it? You think it, you just love Hashem? You just love Hashem naturally? It's very hard. It's not like a girl, right? It's not like a girl that I'm talking to and I'm looking at and I mean, hopefully we are talking to Rabban Shalom, but we don't always hear the response, right? So how are you going to love the Rabban Shalom? It takes understanding and learning about. It takes Mimayin and Sifrei Musar, Sifrei Machshava. In fact, the Rambam in Hilchos, in Mishnah Torah, when he explains the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, he says, what's the key of mitzvah Avas Hashem? Because you could ask, what? Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's a mitzvah to love Hashem. What kind of mitzvah is that? It's a very difficult mitzvah to understand. What's the key of mitzvah of that? Either you do or you don't. Right? To love is it, what does that mean? There's a mitzvah to love. If I love him, great, that's what's natural. If I don't love him, then what? Meaning, that's not something, it's not a mitzvah. It's not a, how could there be a mitzvah of Ahava? The Rambam says the mitzvah, the key of mitzvah Ahava is Jem, Rambam Mishnah Torah. Rambam Sefer Mitzvah says differently, we'll get to it maybe. But he says it's learning about the essence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, learning the depth of the Ribbono Shel Olam, learning a Sefer like Derech Hashem. Learning a Sefer like Derech Hashem, learning Svarim that give us the understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam, because the more we understand the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more we understand his depth and understand the world, the more we're going to love him. The more we're going to appreciate the Ribbono Shel Olam. Who do you truly love? Not somebody you have a crush on and you met for 10 minutes. It's someone you really deeply know and understand over time. That's where Ahava comes from. Right? Halavai, I always give a chasson and kala that the biggest love, I'm sorry, rephrase, the smallest love they should ever have for each other is under their chuppah. Because hopefully, yeah, it's exciting and they're fireworks. But hopefully as time, you love each other more and more. In the first anniversary, the second anniversary, by the fifth anniversary, you look back, you realize you didn't even know each other under the chuppah. That's what you realize. And true love takes time to develop and to get to understand. So Ribbono Shel Olam as well. The more we get to know Hashem, the more we learn Hashem. It could be through all Limud HaTorah to some degree. But specifically, the Rambam seems in Sefer HaMachshava, an understanding of the essence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ramchal moves on. Ma'ayin yavo advekus v'hislatus b'naf shesenu. Where's the deep clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the passion in our soul, Imo Yisbarach from Torah, so with Hashem and His Torah, Imlo Nisha El Gedulaso Vel Romamuso. If we're not attentive to His greatness and His loftiness, Asher Yolad B'Libeinu Advekus Hazeh, that creates this Advekus. So where do we have to read about this? We have to understand it. It has to be this, these are inyanim that we have to put time into and understand the greatness of Hashem and read about the greatness of Hashem. Not just hope it happens. Not that it can't happen in other ways. Listen, Avraham Avinu, in the Medrash says, he was able to, he looked, look, Baruch Hashem, we're learning here next to a big window, and you can see the beautiful trees and the beautiful grass, and place, and there's just a squirrel running and some birds, and you start to think, and you see Ribbono Shel Olam and everything. It's one way, for sure, Vada. But when you read about the Ribbono Shel Olam in Svarim, you learn about the Ribbono Shel Olam through his Torah, and specifically the Svarim that key you in. All the Svarim, Sefer Musar Machshava, they're all based on Torah Shel Bal Peh, they're all based on Tanakh, they're all just bringing these and keying us into certain areas to develop that Dveikus. Eich titar machshavteinu. How are we going to purify our thoughts? If we don't try hard to cleanse it from all the blemishes that are caused by the physical, natural body. You have all the time, we all struggle in areas of Hirurim, and our thoughts and our minds, the mind is the hardest thing in the world to control. Our eyes, even though Shmir Sinayim is very difficult, it is very difficult, but Baruch Hashem, we have eyelids, you're able to close your eyes, you're able to walk away, you never could walk away from your mind, and there's no seal in the mind, there's nothing to close the mind. So you think, okay, so you're Misyayesh, we'll just give up. their ways. We have to put in amelus, and we have to work, and we have to figure out and learn through svarim that help our machshavos and help purify our machshavos. Vamidos, and when it comes to midos, we just leave it midos. The world of midos, the world of anava, chas v'shalom gaiva, the world of empathy and caring, which so much of Sefer Bereishis is about, by the way. Right? Sefer Bereishis. How many mitzvahs are in Sefer Bereishis? How many mitzvahs do we learn from Sefer Bereishis? How many mitzvahs? Huh? What would you guess? How many mitzvahs are in the Torah? 613. Very good. Right? 613. So let's see how good you are in math. There are five books in the Torah. Chamisha Chamisha Torah. Shemos. Bereishis Shemos. Vayikra B'midbar Devarim. Right? Bereishis Shemos Vayikra B'midbar. So if you take five books of the Torah, and you would equally dispense the 613 mitzvahs throughout the Torah, it would be about how many mitzvahs in every book?
122 to 123.
Excellent. Okay, but you'd give in if it's a little bit off that, right? Okay, so what do you think Bereishis has?
They're going by that 122.
Should have about 120 if it would be normal, right? You know how many mitzvahs we learned in all of Sefer Bereishis? Three. You know, he has to say, what are you afraid of? Afraid of getting it wrong. Three mitzvahs in Sefer Bereishis. Puravu, first mitzvah in the Torah, to have children. Bris Mila. And Gid HaNasha. Zeh, we'll open up a Sefer Chinuch, right? Sefer Chinuch goes through the mitzvahs according to the Parsha, and you'll see this. Three mitzvahs. Aber, what are we learning throughout Sefer Bereishis? It's all stories. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest storyteller. See, we can learn through stories. But through the stories, we're learning midos. We're learning the way you look at Avraham Avinu and the midos we learn from Avraham Avinu and the storyline of all the avos and the shvatim is tremendous midos. Derech Eretz Kadmo LaTorah. Midos, you just leave it to chance. If I'm a nice Baal Midos, great. If not, not. We have to work on this. We have to learn about this. Let's read it back inside. Midos, kulam atzrichos kolkach tichon v'ashara. Our midos need to be fixed. They need to be straightened out. Mi yashrem mi yisaknem. Who's going to straighten them out? And who's going to fix them? Imlo nasim lev aleim. If we don't place our heart upon them and think about them. And we have svarim that helps, but for most of them, or you learn it sefer orcha sadikim. You learn it sefer orcha sadikim, midah after midah, being discussed and being perfected. And mesil sharm as well. Imlo nasim lev aleim, lo nedaktik, bedavar dikta gadol. And we don't try to be to examine and be exact in our midos. And let's just one more line and we'll finish with this. Hello im ayaninu al-davar ian amiti. If we would analyze correctly all these areas of yira and ava and midos and dveikus in a truthful way, we spend time. We'd find the truth in how we should be acting and build a certain foundation of avodas Hashem. It'll be wonderful for ourselves, and not only that, we'll be able to teach others as well. And it'll be good for them also. If we do spend time in these areas, then we can influence others and we can teach these areas and teach people how to be Yerushmayim and teach people how to have Ava and Dveikus in all these areas. And by the way, and just to end with this, that's, by the way, what the Rambam says is Kiyum Mitzvahs Ava Hashem in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He explains there as follows. He says, if you love somebody tremendously, if you love something, let's say you have this flavor ice cream, you love it, it's so delicious, and you have friends, you want your friends to taste it as well, because you love it, you want other people to love it, you want other people to appreciate that as well. He says, you know, you're Mekayim Mitzvahs Avas Hashem, if you truly, deeply love the Rabbono Shalom so much, you know what you want to do? You want to spread him to the world. You want to be Mekari of the world. You want everyone to have a taste of the Rabbono Shalom. When you see how beautiful and wonderful it is, I want my friends to, I want my family to, I want anyone I meet should feel that same way. You want them to get a piece of this. It's amazing, right? So that's what he says over here. If we really spend the time and we could build these emotions and these feelings, then not only will it be great for us, we'll be the ones who can mekayim avos Hashem in that way, and we'll be able to help others as well in these areas which so many people need help in. We'll just spread Torah and spread the world and spread Yerushalayim and avos Hashem and be mekadeshim shemayim berabim all the time. It'll be a big schus for us and for all of Klal Yisrael. All right, we'll continue next time. Mirtz Hashem.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you.
Uh-oh. I don't know if I even recorded or I did anything right, but I think it's still going now. I don't know. Did I do right? Yeah? I don't know what I